In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God did not create you to be anxious, worried, stressed, frazzled, or filled with tension. He did not create you to be a god, to be the director of your own future, or to be in control of tomorrow, or even to be able to decide the outcome. He is not a clockmaker who simply winds the clock and then lets it run. He has not left you alone, nor has he made you to be independent, to figure out what you must do, to figure out how you can steer the course of your own life in a right way, and then to make adjustments where necessary. God alone is independent. All else is dependent on him. So none feeds itself. None flourishes by itself. None increases itself. None feeds itself. None clothes itself. None makes it to tomorrow without God's grace and blessing. A lily does not glorify God by trying to act like a bird. And a bird does not honor God by trying to be a human. So a man does not honor and glorify God by worrying. You were created for far greater things than worrying about what you will have for dinner tonight. Yes, plan for it. Strive for your best. But do not worry if the best you can do is hot dogs while your neighbor has restaurant quality dishes. The Gentiles worry about such things, because for them, a happy, good, and prosperous life is dependent solely on them and the choices they make. So that Greek pantheon of gods that you so often read or hear about, it's still alive and well today. It's still in the hearts of men. For whatever you think can give you a good life in this earth, whatever you think can save you from trouble, that is your God. So what saves you from poverty? What saves you from starvation? What saves you from homelessness? What saves you from sadness, loneliness, and tears? What saves you from cancer, disease, and death? However you answer that question, those questions, which really are one, that is your God. So man has every reason to be filled with worry and anxiety, for it's up to him to maintain his lifestyle, to maintain his own life even. And if he makes a wrong choice and decision here or there, the whole thing could fall to ruin. So what if I take the wrong job? What if I marry the wrong person? What if I move to the wrong town? What if I invest my money in the wrong place? What a pitiful God man is. With much worry, pain, and strife, he labors to create a good life for himself, knowing that one misstep will ruin it all. Worry is idolatry. It's connected to unbelief. In our unguarded moments, we too have uttered the phrase, safety first. Protecting our bodies and sustaining our lives is all too often our top priority. In other words, we determine that the physical needs of the body are the most important things in our life, and everything else is secondary, even the spiritual things. And so we forget who knit us together in our mother's womb and endowed our mind with understanding. The lilies and the birds do not worry because they know. They do not forget. Yet we have forgotten our elevated status. Worry makes us subhuman, subfloral even, subavian. You were created for better things than that. You were not created for such behavior. So do not worry. Do you worry because you're sick? Do you worry about how sharply divided this country is? Do you worry about all the different tasks that just have to get done, and many of which you don't want to have to do, and so we label them chores and put them off as long as we can? Remember that you are not God, so you are not independent. You do not get to decide the outcome, and you don't even get to decide what you get to do on each and any given day. God is God, and he alone is to be feared, loved, and trusted above all things. He has provided for all of your needs in his Son. And I am not exaggerating when I say he will meet all of your needs in Christ Jesus, not just some. It just may not be in the way that you had thought, and probably not in your time frame either. But remember, he is God, not you. You are to seek him, his righteousness, trusting that he will provide all other things as well. Compare him to Solomon. Solomon, during his reign, the silver was worthless because the silver was so plentiful. Gold was everything. The whole of Jerusalem was filled with it. Great splendor and glory and majesty. And yet, where is Solomon's ivory throne and golden shields? Where is his splendor and majesty, his wisdom and great renown? So seek the one who far surpasses Solomon, whose cross, whose glorious cross, continues to be preached throughout the world, bringing men, women, and children into it through the waters of holy baptism. His righteousness clothes and adorns them, even as it does you. Royal robes dipped in his own blood that grant you access not into Solomon's courts, but into heaven's courts. His word remains your enduring pasture. His blood is your perpetual drink. In him there is life. And so Christ said, life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Because Christ is your life, and Christ is your glorious dress. So regardless of where you find yourself today or tomorrow, you already have life to the full. Luxuries, vacations, pleasures, relationships, marriage, singleness, that's not living life to the fullest. But being filled with Christ is living life to the fullest. For in Christ your life begins. Worry then gives way to faith, and fear gives way to trust. For you are destined for far greater things than worrying about your toil underneath the sun, trying to keep a body alive. Worry demeans you. But in Christ, you see that this life is a gift, that this body is a gift, that food and clothing, house and home are gifts of God, that your relationships that you enjoy are gifts of God, all to be used to his glory and honor in the way that he determines. So seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. That is, first believe in him and live in accordance with his word. No longer safety first, but first his kingdom, first his righteousness. And if God wants you to live on this earth, then you will. And if not, then you're at home in heaven. You are not God, he is. All your days were written in his book before one of them came to be. So now you are free. You are free to live in peace, knowing that each day you do not have to be God. Jesus is your God, and his watchful eye will guide you. You are dependent on him who redeemed you with his own blood. So rest in his eternal gifts. Find peace and joy in the hope of salvation. Enjoy the earthly gifts. Thank and praise him for whatever he sends to you. Thank and praise him forever for whatever he takes away from you. For someday, each and every one of these earthly gifts, including these relationships, will be gone. And then you will be brought into the new heavens and the new earth and enjoy far greater and more grand relationships than simply that of husband and wife, or parent and child, or pastor and member. Do not misunderstand what Christ is teaching. He does not promise prosperity, that much we get. But he doesn't even promise physical survival. Death may come in the form of starvation or exposure. He does not promise marriage. He does not promise retirement. He does not promise happiness in any way, shape, or form. He does not promise a carefree life, an easy life. But what he promises is that each day we'll have trouble. There is no easy day. So do not compound your trouble by worrying. Each day is a struggle underneath the cross that he has laid across your shoulders. And yet you bear that cross in the shadow of His. Things will pop up in your life daily that need your attention, minor things and major things. You can look back at the history of your own life and see that. Simple fixes and also life-altering decisions. You do not know what they will be, but He knows. He is God, not you. And if you could not handle it, then He would not send it. So do not worry about making the wrong decision, moving to the wrong place, marrying the wrong person, having the wrong number of kids, taking the wrong job, sending kids to the wrong school. For when you first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, then there are no wrong decisions. When His forgiveness is always before your eyes, then He will bless your decisions in whatever way He determines. Yes, seek godly counsel, plan, talk to others, work hard, save for a rainy day, make wise decisions. Do not confuse trust with idleness. But as you work hard and you make your decisions, do not worry. For your life does not depend on your decisions. The outcome of your life does not depend on your decisions, but it rests solely in your Father's loving hands. Only Christ's righteousness makes you alive. Only Christ's righteousness hides your sinful shame. Unbelievers try to hide Christ's righteousness. They try to replace it with pleasures, with people, with stuff. So they are left to worry if they ever have done enough. But God has made you free from worry. Baptism has clothed you in something far more brilliant than even the lilies of the field. His supper continues to be your daily food. So regardless of your health, regardless of your age, your life is not winding down, but just beginning. For God has created you and redeemed you for far more than you can imagine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.